You're listening to the Bitcoin.com news podcast. Today's guest is Robin Singh, the founder of crypto tech solution Coinly. Welcome to the show, Robin.
Hi there, Avi. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for coming in and helping us out. I know a lot of people, you know, are doing their taxes now and, you know, would really appreciate all the help they can get.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's, you know, kind of the reason why Coinly was built. So very happy to be here and you know, speak a bit about crypto taxes and you know, how Coinly can help people.
Thank you. So let's get started with the basics. What are the major challenges that crypto traders face and how does a software like Coinly can make the process simpler?
So I would say that the biggest challenge is probably understanding you know, how to pay these taxes. Like how do you calculate them? You know, what do you need to pay taxes on? You know, how are like different types of transactions and activity tax. Like for instance, you know, what do you do with staking rewards? Because there's a lot of things happening in the crypto world. And what Coinly does to simplify this is it allows people to, you know, just connect their accounts, connect their wallets, and then it pulls in all of that data from various exchanges, wallets, you know, blockchains, you know, wherever you might have transacted. Then it pulls that in and then it figures out your capital gains. You know, it connects all the transfers between these wallets and exchanges. So essentially makes sense of it all, keeps track of your cost basis, you know, figures out the market price. It does a lot of things to produce, you know, the tax reports that you can simply download and then file with your tax authorities.
Got it. Yeah, I would say also one of the major challenges would be, you know, a lot of people have, you know, they use a lot of different services at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, that is like as soon as you start trading with crypto, like you will end up with multiple wallets, you know, multiple exchanges. Like for me personally, I started off, you know, on Coinbase and then I moved into Binance because Binance allowed us to trade with more coins. And then eventually I ended up, you know, using a MetaMask wallet. And, you know, from there on, the journey just, you know, keeps on moving. So essentially what Coinly does to simplify all that is it allows you to connect, you know, your Coinbase account, Binance account, MetaMask, whatever else you might have traded on, and then it pulls in and imports all of that data into a very sort of simple interface and allows you to look at your transactions, make sense of them, you know, tag any kind of rewards, and yeah, and essentially generate your tax reports.
Mm-hmm. What about stuff that... You know, the user didn't take any action. For example, forks, you know, or airdrops or stuff like that.
So what happens with airdrops is if you're importing airdrops from, you know, for instance, an exchange, then we typically know that this is an exchange. Sorry, we typically know that it is an airdrop. And then we can tag it as such, you know, when it's imported into Coinly. When it comes to wallets or blockchains, we don't really know, like, if it is a if it is an airdrop or if somebody has sent you those coins. So their users need to go in and, you know, manually sort of tag this kind of airdrops. But it's a very simple process in Coinly.
Mm-hmm. And forks.
So forks work, you know, in a somewhat similar way. Although, you know, typically, like when a new blockchain launches, you know, there's a lot of old transaction history. So Coinly is able to figure that out and it is able to sort of, you know, tag it as a fork.
Got it. So, you know, you're definitely, you know, one of the biggest expert that I got to talk to about taxes. Can you tell us some of the biggest changes that you've seen recently? How's the landscape for crypto taxes is changing?
So the biggest change would be that, you know, we are starting to see something, you know, happening in the, you know, when it comes to regulations. Like different agencies are coming out with, you know, new regulations. In the UK, you know, recently we've seen that they have released some guidance on staking rewards on DeFi, and it's quite in depth, but it is still like, you know, the prevailing opinion is that it is still quite vague. Like it's not very clear still how, for instance, you know, staking should be taxed, how, for instance, in DeFi or like liquidity transactions should be taxed. So there's still a lot of you know, room to grow. A lot of things can be added, and tax agencies are getting there, and that is, you know, the good thing. So the taxpayers are not in the dark anymore, and they know how to sort of deal with their transactions. So I would say, like, you know, addition of new regulations, like that has probably been the biggest change.
And speaking of which, Coinly operates in, you know, more than 20 countries. Which countries do you see as having, you know, the most clear regulations, and you know, which ones are still, you know, not as clear as people would want them to be?
I would say all countries are currently struggling with that. You know, like every country, you know, the ones that we support at least, they have some kind of, you know, guidance related to capital gains. For instance, like how do you, you know, tax profits from, you know, buying or selling Bitcoin or crypto? Like that is there. But like what happens with DeFi? You know, what happens with NFTs? You know, what happens when you mint an NFT and then you sell it? Like these things are still quite vague. There's not very clear guidance. Although I would say like the UK, the HMRC, has come out with, you know, more guidance than many of the other countries.
That's good for that's good news for anyone in the UK.
Yeah,
I think we're all still waiting for that, you know, in other countries. So I wanted to ask you that there are other, you know, crypto tax solutions out there. What makes Coinly stand out? Like, what's its advantages that it offers?
So I would say the biggest advantage is that, you know, Coinly supports a large number of integrations. So it doesn't matter if you trade it on, you know, Cardano, if you are on, you know, the Optimistic blockchain, if you're, you know, on some other layer two sort of Ethereum blockchains, you know, maybe you trade it on some bizarre exchange. We support just a lot of, you know, exchanges, wallets and blockchains. Like there's over 600 at this point. And it's not just about the number of exchanges, also the quality of the integrations, like being able to automatically tag, for instance, like you mentioned, you know, airdrops, forks, you know, staking rewards, all of these things. So that is what, you know, Coinly does really well.
I see. And I wonder, does that require cooperation from the exchanges, or is that something that you can do on your side? Like if there's a new exchange out there that I'm trading with and I want to add that one.
So what we found is exchanges typically have an API, but the API may not be very suitable for taxes. So we work with the exchanges in, you know, whenever, you know, they want to do something for the users related to taxes. And then, you know, we like give them guidance on like what kind of transactions we need. And we have found that, you know, exchanges are quite open to that because all exchanges know that regulation is coming and people need to be paying taxes on their crypto gains. And so they've been quite, you know, open to making changes to their APIs.
Well, that's good to hear. And I've noticed that the service also says that it supports, like you mentioned, supports DeFi. I also saw a mention of liquidity pools. Can you tell me how that works?
So that is all, you know, handled automatically. So currently, the way that it works is, for example, if you traded or if you provided liquidity, then you'll have your Ethereum address or, you know, maybe Polygon address or, you know, whichever blockchain you provide liquidity on. You take that address, you sign into Coinly, you know, you find your blockchain and you just enter your public address in there, click the import button, and Coinly does everything else. It will import all of those liquidity transactions. It will tag them in most cases, and that's essentially it.
Sounds very simple. I was expecting, you know, it's a more, you know, it would be more difficult, but it sounds actually very simple.
Yeah, I mean, that is the, you know, point of Coinly, to like make these things very simple, because there are tools out there as well, you know, like that try to handle this. And even when Coinly wasn't created yet, there were already tools back then. But the problem with those tools was, you know, they were very clunky, they were very difficult to use. And, you know, the real USP of Coinly is that, you know, we make these things super simple. Like you said, you know, liquidity sounds very complex, but when you come to Coinly, you know, it is handled very elegantly and very easily.
Sounds great. So you mentioned it's very easy, but is it good for beginners? Do you need to have you know, some knowledge of accounting to use it? Like who is the Coinly for? What level of trader and what level of you know, tax knowledge and you know, do you need to have?
And so I would say Coinly is primarily for beginners. So, you know, that is why like our focus is very much on, you know, simplifying the integrations, making the user interface as simple as possible so that, you know, even beginners, you know, like myself, like, you know, before Coyni was created, like I was, you know, very new to sort of, you know, how crypto taxes work. I found them to be very, very challenging, very complex. And I even did it, you know, using my own spreadsheet, which was a very difficult and very time-consuming process. So that is what Coyni is trying to simplify. So we want to be there, you know, for beginners, to ensure nobody has to spend hours trying to figure out their taxes. So I would say, like, it's absolutely, you know, very easy to use for beginners, and you don't need any kind of accounting knowledge for it.
Wonderful. But I also saw on the website that you offer a solution or a service for accountants to use mm-hmm. with crypto taxes.
Yeah, that's correct. So that is something that we launched quite recently. And that allows you know, many of our users to work with their accountants. It also allows accountants to utilize Coyni for their own clients. Because ultimately, many of our users, you know, they still work with accountants. You know, they have complex taxes. You know, they own, you know, some other assets, real estate, many other things. And working with an accountant can really simplify that. So, you know, that platform is specifically, you know, built for accountants, makes it very easy for them to add their clients into Coyni and, you know, log into their accounts, you know, see what kind of transactions they have, you know, make any sort of changes that they need to make, and then, you know, generate a tax report.
And do you find that the, you know, most accountants know how to work with the crypto taxes, or do they need, do you need to find like a specific accountant that's, you know, willing to take the time to learn how to work with it?
What we found is that, you know, a lot of accountants, they feel that, you know, it's going to be very difficult. You know, like they feel that crypto, you know, the word itself, it implies that, you know, it's technically, you know, it's a very challenging thing to get involved in. But it's not like that. You know, like when you start using Coyni, then many accountants that are our clients, they feel that, you know, it's super easy. Like, you know, why didn't they start a year ago? So that is, you know, really like the core USP of the product. Like, you know, it's very beginner friendly, not just for users, but also for accountants. Makes their lives a lot easier.
Got it. So what other advice, what more can we, you know, what can you share with our audience that will make life easier for them, you know, with regards to crypto taxes?
What I would say is that, you know, one of the things that people neglect to do is file taxes when they're making a loss. So many people, they think that, you know, I made a loss this year, so, you know, why should I file taxes? Like, there's nothing to pay. That's actually the biggest mistake, because if you file your taxes when you have a loss, then next year maybe you have a profit, and then you can offset, you know, a lot of that profit with the losses that you incurred in this year. So that would be my one advice to anyone, you know, who has incurred any kind of losses and who is, you know, thinking about, you know, maybe not filing or, not reporting any taxes.
Yeah, that's great advice. You know, especially if you know, anybody's out there is thinking because they lost they shouldn't report. You know, that's the opposite of it. You know, it can actually save you money. Mm-hmm. You know, by reporting losses. I wonder if you know what's the situation in like in the major markets like in the UK and US. If you you know, or if a tax report you know includes losses on crypto and let's say gains on other assets like you know equities or real estate, mm-hmm. Can you offset those or is crypto taxes or crypto losses only for you know can only upset future crypto taxes?
No, actually, you can offset, you know, other, you know, losses or, you know, profits they made in other markets, like, you know, with real estate or with stocks. That works in most countries. There are some, you know, exceptions. So I would suggest you work with either an accountant or you check with your tax agency to figure out if that is the case or not. For instance, India recently announced that they're going to tax, you know, crypto. But the big difference in India is that you cannot offset, you know, different classes. Like you cannot even offset you know, any sort of, you know, profits they made,
on Ethereum with any losses they incurred trading Bitcoin. So it does depend on the country. Although in the US, my understanding is that this can be offset. But like I said, I'm not a tax advisor, and I would definitely suggest that you get professional advice if you're thinking of, you know, doing something like this.
Yeah, of course. We should say, you know, none of this is tax advice. You have to, you know, consult a professional, and, you know, you use the professional software to, you know, to handle your taxes. Yeah, so Robin, I think we covered most of the questions that I had. Mm-hmm. Where can our audience go to learn more and, you know, experience Coinly if they want to test it out, see if it works for them?
So they can head over to coinly.io. They can also use a discount code, which is Bitcoin20, and they'll get a 20% discount on all of the plans.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so we'll include that. You know, we'll include that link, and you know, maybe we'll include the code as well. What do you think?
Yes, definitely. Let's do that.
Great. So anybody that's listening, you know, check out the code in the description, and you'll get yourself a discount. Okay, Robin. So I want to thank you again so much for coming in and taking the time and helping us with this topic.
No problem at all. Thank you very much, Avi.